At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We have turned this into a business overnight, guys.
Oh. Stick your wallet.
We are the who's who's and the what's. Eddie, here's your script.
We got some bad news today.
Eddie, here's your script. I crossed it out.
Arnold! God.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio. The end.
Arnold, I'm going to do it live. If you wouldn't mind just scooting back a little bit, you're right up my butt. I'm dead serious, man. Go to class at Vanderbilt, get an education, meet a woman. I'm going to do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore loser!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin from the North, Alpha Male. Live on the west side with Baser, White Picket Fence. That's also the name of the division in fantasy football. We have 2.5 kids, die of a heart attack probably when I'm 72. And boys, I'm playing injured today. I have got a hair in my eye that I cannot get out.
Come over here. I'll get it.
Is it like an eyelash or like a hair from your head?
Kid, open up your eye nice and wide.
Guys, I don't know what's on the script for the first thing we're talking about, but oh my gosh, the Chiefs looked great last night.
Oh my God, you're so stupid.
Again, I mean, the Chiefs are, dude, they're going to win the Super Bowl. All right, version two, cut. Go lunch.
Once a scumbag, always a scumbag.
I had the script on that one.
Oh, you sure did.
I am just amazed at what a scumbag Brett Favre is.
Favre?
What an absolute freaking loser.
Who the hell talks about him anymore?
Are we talking about the dick pic?
Oh, we can talk about the dick pic.
No, but this is a different instance.
Yeah, do you not know what he did?
Yeah. No. He paid a governor for money for a high school.
Wait, what?
A college. Him and the governor, former governor.
Who, Ventura?
No, I don't know the governor's name.
Oh, what state?
You're talking about
Mississippi.
Okay, is that where he's from or something?
Yes.
Okay.
And they siphoned $5 million from the welfare program to build a volleyball stadium at the University of Southern Mississippi.
Wonder where that money went.
Because his daughter was on the volleyball team, and he felt like they needed a new facility. So him and the governor...
They were out drinking.
Concocted a plan to take $5 million out of the welfare budget so they could build a new stadium.
Was it DeSantos?
No.
Hang up and listen.
I don't know his name.
Okay, so...
Like, in text messages, Brett Favre even said to him, hey, there's no way the media is going to find out about this, right?
You said that in text?
Yes.
You say that in person, not in text.
I have a question in two words.
Go ahead.
Jail time?
No. I don't know how he's not going to prison.
Sam Hill?
I don't understand how he can steal, him and that guy can steal $5 million from the government and they just want him to pay it back. The dude should be in prison. I mean, what a loser. Like, Brett Favre is, how rich is Brett Favre?
He's more pretty than 5 rich. Million. Yeah, more than
you 5
million.
You think he's got $5 million?
He probably made $5 million on Wrangler. One of those Wrangler commercials.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So he could just take that $5 million if he wants his daughter to have a better facility at Southern Miss, a volleyball facility, and just buy it. Instead, he steals from people that don't have any money, that don't have food.
That's why I play beach volleyball, damn right.
Because you can play that anywhere.
Well, yeah, it's nature's game. That's nature's game right there.
I saw the story, and I just thought, what a freaking scumbag.
Yeah, what a terrible dude. That's terrible.
So no wonder we don't really hear too much from him, because hiding stuff.
Well, no, and he's retired, like, you know. There's not really much to hear from him about.
But we hear from a lot of retired players.
Do we? What's Joe Montana said lately?
No. They tried to give Joe Montana a shot, but he just didn't have the personality for TV.
No. There's a lot of – what's Lawrence Taylor doing?
Well, he's been in and out of prison.
OJ, the juice.
OJ was at the Rams game.
OJ, in and out of prison. Okay, I mean, so you hear from some of these guys, but Brett Favre was beloved. I mean, everybody loved him. Thought he was, and then all of a sudden he gets, you know, busted for being addicted to Oxycontin. And then, he said
everybody loved him. Who loved Brett Favre?
Oh, my God. The media loved Brett Favre.
Did you like Brett Favre?
I hated Brett Favre.
Okay. Thought so that's two of us that didn't like Brett Favre.
Thought he was an ass. Well, always thought he was an ass.
He was polarizing. So, yes, he was in the. He was one of them.
Did you like Brett Favre?
LeBron, polarizing.
Polarizing, yes. And so he was always talked about. So you thought, he's going to be around forever.
I'm not from Green Bay, dude.
And then.
Me neither,
I think the D-picks. Heard him.
I watched him a couple times.
I have him on my phone. If you haven't seen him, look here.
Eddie, 1A for evidence.
Wow. He's sending deep pics to the masseuse. I mean, is it just a quarterback thing with masseuses?
No.
Favre, Watson.
Who else?
That's all I got.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell, I like masseuses. I was a quarterback.
But it's just, it's crazy. So he does that. And then he scams $5 million in the welfare
system. Yeah, forget the deep pic. That's terrible.
So what happened to the people on welfare?
Well,
there's still money in there.
There's $5 million missing.
Yeah, so the poor get poor and the rich get richer.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well, it's crazy.
That's how it works.
That's capitalism, and I'll hang up and listen.
Damn right.
But how in the world does he not go to jail?
No, he
that's
should.
That's why I'm asking you that. I'm pretty sure it'll come out that he's in trouble.
What about the governor? Can he go to jail?
He should.
Is he not going to jail?
No. Supposedly, they just wanted to pay it back.
Huh.
Like, no. Pay it back and go to prison. You effing loser.
You got to wonder how that conversation really happened.
And how does it start? Is the governor wanting to be cool, so he wants to do this for Brett Favre?
This is what I'm picturing. They're really – I feel like they're out drinking, right?
Okay.
And it's like, dude, so how's your family doing? Oh, it's great, man. My daughter, you know, she's playing volleyball. Really? Where's she playing? Oh, she's playing over there at the
– Southern Miss.
Southern Miss.
Man, like, that gym's really
– You know what? I went there the other day. I saw that's not a good facility. It's not a good facility, dude. Hey, I got an idea. You think we can, like, throw some extra money on there? It's like, well, the governor's like, let me think. I mean, where could we throw extra money from? And, you know, the government doesn't have extra money just lying around. Yeah, but what about those poor people?
Yeah, they won't miss it.
That's a good point. Let me see what's over there in the welfare pot, and maybe we can take some money from there. Dude, let me know. Text me. All right, cool.
Yeah,
that's
stakes are on me.
If we take it away from welfare, they won't miss it.
They don't have food anyway,
exactly. So they won't even miss it.
But we're saying this. Eddie, your conversation might have actually been spot on.
You might have nailed it.
There may have been a couple glass clinks, couple beers chugged.
Right.
Other than that,
Get two more drinks over here? Yeah, thank you.
Is this ribeye? I say medium well. Thank you very much, man. Hey, lunch. My question is this to you.
Yes.
You keep saying welfare. What the hell is a college welfare fund?
No, it's not college.
No, the state.
It's the state welfare. So, Coach, like your family, right? You don't have
like, you know, people that have no money, low income.
So your dad, Coach,
are
makes,
a government assistant.
Are you talking about Arnold?
Arnold, good example.
Yes,
Arnold doesn't make shit, right?
Whoa,
sorry, he doesn't make a lot of money. Arnold makes about $100 a month. How the hell is he going to pay for rent, food, car, all that?
I know. Welfare.
So what does he do? He gets a check every month that supplements, you know, whatever he's missing. If he needs extra money for food, that welfare check will pay for that. He needs to pay a little bit of rent, that welfare check will pay for that. But you know what? He can't anymore. Why?
Because there's a new volleyball gym at Southern Miss University.
So exactly.
The state wrote a check for $5 million to Favre. And then Favre.
No.
I don't think if Favre would have touched the money, he would have gone to jail, I think.
I think they funneled it. They funneled it somehow. They, you know,
use the word siphoned.
Siphoned.
They turned it into quarters at a laundromat.
Well,
that's not a bad idea.
They paid this. They gave this person this.
Well, am I going to do
and
all these
next
quarters?
Thing you know, you got $5 million for a new volleyball facility.
Yeah, I honestly think since the governor has the power to move funds.
Yeah.
That he should be the one in big trouble. Brett Favre, but since he didn't touch the money, not in much trouble, but he should still be in trouble.
But I believe he gave it to Brett Favre, and Brett Favre made it look like he was the donating guy.
Well,
like,
then, both of them.
Well, then, trouble.
Then they both need to go to the slammer.
What you just said is touching the money.
The monies.
All because his daughter was on the volleyball team. It's unbelievable.
That's crazy, dude.
Like, do you not have a conscience? Like, you are a rich dude.
But let me
maybe
stop
that money
you for
was just sitting there.
Let me stop you for a second, okay. Guys. When
maybe
you're on top
no
of the world,
poor people in Mississippi.
When you're on top of the world for the last 30 years of your life, right? 30, 40? Brett Favre?
Yeah.
You are the king of the world.
He was king of the world.
You don't need to lift
King Henry.
You don't need to lift a finger to do anything. Everyone in the last 40 years has told you you are amazing.
Except for that woman.
Exactly.
The D pick.
You're badass. You are, dude, you're the best quarterback. You, no one in his circle ever told him, dude, Tom Brady's better than you. I guarantee you everyone said, dude, Tom Brady, the GOAT. Get out. Dude, you're the GOAT. You're the best that's ever played. So when you have that in your mind and everyone's been telling you for years that you're the best, that's what you really believe.
Hey,
and
Brett, saw the picture. You got a big...
And you believe that you can do whatever you want, including telling the governor of your state to give some money to a program where your daughter goes to and take it from the poor. And there's nothing in your mind saying this is wrong. Now, he did know it was wrong.
Absolutely.
That's why he texted.
He texted. Is there any way the media is going to find out about this? That is, hey, I know I'm doing something
but
wrong.
They feel untouchable.
Oh, my God.
Get ready for this, though. What's going to surface is an interview where he says that he paid for that in, audition to be paid. They go, hey, Brett Favre, thank you very much for this auditorium. Oh, I appreciate it. I'm happy to help the college, man.
So he took the credit?
I'm glad I can just give back.
Is there an interview that exists where that happens? Hilarious. Because
yeah,
he was
taking
cool
from find.
The poor and giving to the rich.
But these guys really don't think that they'll ever get caught.
Friar Tuck.
They don't feel like, you know, this will never. Dude, no problem. No problem. We're good. We're the kings. We're the kings of the world, man. We're good. Crazy.
It's just wild. I can't. And then Brett Favre, you know that these people that are on welfare, like how much they're struggling. Most of them are struggling to eat, to keep a roof over their head.
So when they needed money, where did it come from?
But I guarantee you that the governor, whoever controls the money in the government, said that, hey, you know, welfare is loaded. The welfare fund is loaded. They're not going to miss $5 million.
Okay.
Coach, it's not like the welfare. Coach, you listen to me?
Yeah,
it's not like the welfare pot only had like $5.1 million and they took five away.
Right.
And left them with $100,000.
Right.
Kind of like
it had a lot of money.
Sore losers fund. There's a lot of money there to work with.
Not a lot. Like nothing. You know what I mean? So I bet it was like an office space kind of thing where they thought that they would take $5 million and no one would even notice.
Dude, but there's not a person that checks up on that.
Absolutely.
When $5 million moves from one place to the other. That governor could be getting in big trouble.
So Favre received most of the credit for, quote unquote, raising the funds for the new facility.
Raising. Yeah, it's tough.
Man, it's just wild. It's just wild.
You knew Lunch's angle. He likes to bag on quarterbacks.
No! I mean,
hey, Packer quarterbacks.
If it wasn't Favre, it was going to be Justin Fields.
You tell me you don't read that and you're just like, what in the world?
Oh, absolutely. I didn't read it. I heard it from you. But yeah, I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah.
I saw the headline and I thought, maybe that won't blow up. Oh, it blew up. Now it's all over the place.
I mean, it wouldn't blow up. I mean,
because I thought maybe it was just something small that I don't know. I didn't know necessarily that he took the credit. The money was moved to him. I thought maybe he encouraged the governor. He kind of pushed the governor in a certain direction. I didn't know. I mean, you're telling me Brett Favre was pretty much walking around Southern Miss with a $5 million check.
I mean,
that's crazy.
He was credited with raising most of the funds. thanks to Brett Favre, even though he knew he was doing something illegal and those people didn't have anything to eat. But guess what? His daughter got a new sauna room at that volleyball
got
arena.
A new what?
Sauna room?
Sauna room.
I mean, I figure you have a sauna room. And yeah. I don't know what a sauna room is, but.
It's those rooms, like, you know, when you stay at the Holiday Inn, they're made out of wood.
Yeah.
You go in there and it's really hot. Okay. It's got those coals.
Oh, it has coals?
Yeah. You ever seen those, Ray?
I mean, yeah, but not at the Holiday Inn Express.
Oh. What's no, it's only the regular Holiday Inn, Coach, not the Express.
Oh.
So, yeah, way to go, Brett Favre. You're such a good dude.
Yeah, good dude.
Hey, Brett Favre. Can I tell you about Ray, about how he says less stress, more life?
Thank you.
And how
it's not true.
Out, no, he is stressed out about everything, right?
Yeah.
So he borrowed my golf.
Oh, shit, $5 million?
Whoa.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
That'd be a hell of a segue.
You know, Ray borrowed $5 million from the government.
He was flying back to Michigan, and he was taking his nephew, Boomer, some golf clubs.
Uh-huh.
And so he wanted to borrow my travel case.
Yeah.
No problem. And so he brings it back to work, and he's like, here it is. I mean, and then he opens it up, and there might be six pieces of grass inside the case.
Michigan grass.
Like blades of grass?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's a golf
case. Sure, it happens.
Yeah, Michigan goes, grass is green.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Hold on. And he runs to the kitchen, gets paper towels, one wet, one dry, and is trying to scoop out the six pieces of grass. He's like, here, here. And I'm like, Ray, it's okay. No, I need to leave it the way I gave. Got it. Like, it was clean when I got it. I can't leave grass in there. And he picked out all the pieces of grass out of the thing. And you could see him freaking out like, oh, my God, I let lunch down. He's never going to let me borrow anything again.
Coach Ray. That is a great quality, man.
That's what I'm saying. It's a golden rule. Always return stuff better than you found it.
Absolutely.
Grandpa passed that down to my dad. My dad passed it to me. Someday I'm going to pass that on to my 2.5 kids. I'll hang up and listen.
No,
Coach, if I found out that my kids did that, it would be reward central. what kind of dinner do you want tonight, son? Do you want steaks? We're doing steaks tonight. That's the son I raised right there.
It's a golf case. Who cares if there's grass in it?
Coach, be appreciative of what he did for you.
Lunch, and tell me this if we're fine to segue onto another golf thing.
Yes.
It's similar to what you were just saying, but my buddy traveled, but without the hard case. He traveled with the soft case. How did you say you got a refund?
Well, what happened is I traveled one time on Southwest, and it says if you use a soft case, they are not responsible for damage to your clubs.
I'll bleep the airline.
And so I was flying to Austin, and I was being picked up by my buddy Garrett, and we were going straight to the golf course.
Hey, kid, I'm here to pick you up.
And it was gonna be Garrett.
That's a soft case. I like the hard ones.
Air conditioner doesn't work. Shirt's off.
And we were playing.
I wish you had a hard case.
Eddie, what course is with Kaiser?
Clay.
Okay, we were playing Jimmy Clay. And we were going straight from the airport to the tee. Greg and Jacob were meeting us at the course. And so Garrett picks me up. I put the bag in. We go to the course, put it on the cart, boom, drive to number one. And I go to pull out my driver, and I just have the head of the club in my hand.
Oh, that's a head, kid.
And I'm like, okay, all right, cool. I'll just use the 3-wood. Nope.
Wait, you said cool after your club?
Yeah, no, there's no chance the words cool came out of your mouth.
You said what the actual...
And I was like,
no problem. Next club, please.
Well, crap. Okay. And like six of my clubs were damaged.
Six were snapped?
Not snapped. Three were snapped and three were bent.
Holy sh! I would be so pissed.
But it's a soft case. They're not responsible.
You should have gone hard, kid.
So I called the airline and I sent pictures and everything. And they were trying to fight me on it. But they were like, oh, you didn't notify us immediately. And I was like, well, I went straight to the golf course. I didn't open it. Who opens their clubs at the airport?
No one.
No one. You take them.
I did.
So they had no idea.
Less stress, more life.
I checked him in the hard case.
Hey, you checked him before you gave it to him. You checked it right when you got it from him.
Guys, I took out the driver and was swinging it in the baggage area.
My guess is that you scooted to the window to see him put it in the plane.
Come on.
Hold on. Move up. I want to make sure my clothes make it.
Excuse me.
Oh, there it is. Okay, good.
Thank God.
Because, so they had no idea that I had a soft case.
Right.
So they ended up.
You should have gone hard, kid.
They ended up granting me to pay for the fixing of my clubs, which they did. They
Coach,
got
why are you using big words? They paid you?
And they indoctrinated
you. Paid you for your clubs.
Yeah, they paid me for my clubs. Okay. So that's how I got away with it, Ray.
Because you said it was soft hard? I didn't get it.
No.
Was
they didn't know what? That it was soft. Because I didn't check them at the airport. And if I would have gone to the airport with my soft case, they would have been like, oh, sorry, man. Like, we're not responsible for soft case. I just took the clubs, went straight to the golf course, and sent them pictures like, excuse me, my clubs are all broken. And they were like, well, you didn't notify us at the airport. And I'm like, well, I had no idea at the airport.
So the key is don't notify them at the airport.
If you have a soft case, do not.
Okay.
Do you remember the time we were flying to Wichita? And you told them that you had a big business meeting.
Yes.
And they lost his luggage.
That's a good story.
My luggage did not show. I was like, hey, man, you guys can't lose this very important meeting going to Wichita. Because
man making business deal trying to get that.
Yeah, Gibbles.
And so we get to Wichita, and what do you know? My suitcase isn't there. So I told him, I was like, hey, well, I got a very big business meeting tonight that I need, you know, my clothes. Like, you can go to the
suit and tie.
Yeah, they go, you can go buy whatever you need and just bring us a receipt.
He goes to the Houston Galleria.
Coach, we went to the mall.
We went to the mall. I bought jeans. I bought shoes. I bought a sports coat.
He said, Eddie, you need socks?
I bought Eddie socks.
What are those no cool short shorts guys are wearing?
You might have bought me a belt.
I bought Eddie a belt. Yeah. I mean, I bought everything because guess what? It's absolutely free. They are paying you back for everything.
Dude, you look like a GQ ad rolling out of there.
100%. Because it was all free. I was like, this is great.
And then you send them the receipt and they just hit you back?
Yep. Same thing when I was going to Houston to see my in-laws. They lost my suitcase and I wasn't going anywhere. I was just going to my in-laws, but I was like, man, I got a big business meeting. Went and bought new shorts, shirt, shoes, and boom, guess what? They paid me back.
So the key is you want them to lose your luggage.
And you tell them you have an important meeting that day.
What if you're going to Aruba?
You can't
Hey, you're an
Open
investor.
Open my private jets. We are going to Aruba, my friend.
Ooh, you're going to Aruba?
You're an investor. You're buying an island. Big meeting.
Big meeting. Or get some nice swimsuits out of it.
Vegas? It's obvious you're gambling.
Have you ever?
No, Vegas? Man, I had cash in that bag. You need to give me some cash.
Oh, wow.
I had $10,000 in that bag.
But I $9,999 and don't have to pay tax.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's Angi.com. Or download the app today.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know the limit for slots is 1,500.
Before they start taking taxes out?
Yep. No! 1,200, sorry.
That's an odd number.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because
at the tables, you can get more than that, and they don't take taxes.
So that's what it is, because me and Baze were kind of doing this operation. We were all over it in Vegas, but she won the hit the slots, and she was at 1,400 on one of them. And the guy next to me goes, yeah, dude, they start doing the taxes at 1,200. So Baze was just playing, and I was like, you know what? Let's just have fun with it. Because he said, the dude next to us said they tax half of it. He said he got a check for $600 when he won $1,200. And we're like, what the whack? We're not doing that.
Half of it?
So she dropped it down from $1,400 to $1,195. And then I went and got the ticket, got it back. Perfect. So I'm good. When she hit for the 3.4, that's when they came in, did the tax thing, all that. But they didn't give us a check. They gave us the money there, but I guarantee at the end of the year we're going to have to pay on that. Because it was over the amount
so
on slot.
So the $3,400, did you consider playing more?
No, because it was such a large amount. We're like, screw it, get it now. There's no. The other one was so close to the $1,200. We're like, hey, we'll be fine if you lose a couple hundred. Let's just see what happens. If she would have hit again, we'd have been like, all right, screw it. Over $2,000, let's just get the taxes. But that's the limit, $1,200 on slots. And I went and asked. So the guy told us next to us, and then I went and asked at the cage. I was like, hey, just curious. I was just wondering, what's the limit on slots? I was just wondering, you know, just like, I'm not here with anybody. I'm here by myself, you know, just wondering on what's on slots. And she goes, oh, it's $1,200. Oh, perfect. So then Baser won. I had Baser then go cash it out. So it wasn't like we were together, you know.
So what did they give you?
What? Cash. Cash on everything, but you got taxed on the 3.4.
So when it comes tax season.
I bet there's going to be a $1,700 we have to pay.
But you kept all the money.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
They made you fill out the form.
Yes.
And they'll file it with the IRS.
Yep.
So homeboy, the one you were talking to, decided to just take the taxes right then and there?
He learned it. He found out on the spot. He won $1,200, did it, and he said that he got $600. Because he must have, yes. So that's my, when
that's
the
my
lady
question.
Came, he, yes. I guarantee, he must have been like, well, I was trying to figure it out. He must have said, yeah, I'll do the taxes right now. And then he didn't know it was 50%.
That's weird.
I was like, what a freaking
yeah, I guess I'm not playing slots in this
game. No, I'm not doing that either.
Why even play slots? That's the worst thing I've ever heard of in my life. 50% taxes?
Wow.
That's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good. We need to own a casino.
Dude, that's how you make money.
And that's how Brett Favre probably out. Mississippi,
That's not good news. What? Just like it's not good news in Tom Brady's household. Giselle did a freaking interview on Elle magazine, and this is her quote.
Coach, that was 4 days ago.
Obviously, I have my concerns. This is a very violent sport, and I have my children, and I would like them to be more present. Boys, it's trouble. They ain't making it through the season.
No. There's more to that interview. Did you just read the headline?
I've definitely had these conversations with him over and over again, but ultimately, I feel like everybody has to make a decision that works for them. He needs to follow his joy, too.
Because she's passed up modeling shoots for
there
her job.
Yes.
He's never passed up games.
You haven't. You're reading it wrong. You're reading a part of it, but I think the big part of the interview was where she said, I've sacrificed my career for our family. He has not.
Right.
It's my turn now. Like, she has things she still wants to do.
What?
She still wants to model. She wants to, like, maybe run some fashion stuff. I don't know. She said, she didn't go into details, but she has business ideas that she wants to do, but she's been
taking care of the kids.
She's been running the fort.
Yeah, she tricked us all with that tweet. She goes, come on, Bucks. At Tom Brady. Come on, baby. That'd be nice.
Well, I think she still
supports him, obviously.
Supports him, and she's not happy about it, but she's not going to hope they lose, because if he's playing, she doesn't want him to get hurt. She wants him to win.
She's hoping for a Super Bowl, so then he can end right off into the sunset.
Well, I think this is it no matter what. I think she put an ultimatum, a line in the sand, and said, look, you went back, they got in a big fight, they went on that little vacation or whatever to the resort, and she said, listen,
bunch of
this
whips and
is
chains
it.
And swings.
Like, no matter what, you cannot play again after this season, or else I am out of here.
Or she's not putting out.
Okay. Coach, so does this mess with Tom Brady's head, or does the GOAT not get fazed by this?
The GOAT doesn't get fazed by a lot, but personal stuff, when it comes to relationships, he's not probably great at.
No.
He can't be great at everything.
No, but I'm saying on the field. Like, everyone's like Collinsworth or whatever. We've only seen one game,
right?
Except coming up Sunday, we'll see more.
Well,
but,
I mean, the Cowboys game was a scrimmage. He wasn't too phased.
That's right.
Yeah. But when people talk about Brady, they say like, yes, there can be a lot going on personally. But when Brady's on that field, he's thinking of one thing and one thing only.
Yeah, you know who else used to be like that? Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods used to be
compartmentalized.
Yes.
I think it's a different game.
That's what he told one chick. What's her name?
Uchitel.
He told her, he goes, you got to learn how to compartmentalize.
Well, he didn't do a good job doing
that.
Until it all came unraveling.
Guys, when you're getting away with it, it's easy.
That's what I'm saying. But now Tom Brady's is starting to unravel. So I'm wondering, is it going to be a same Tiger situation?
What are you saying, Ray?
Well, no, exactly what Lunch is saying. It's called, when Tiger was great, he was able to compartmentalize the sex, the cheating, the Perkins chick, and golf. And Tom Brady's been able to compartmentalize, not always there for the family, football, football. But now Giselle coming out in the media, that's starting to leak a little bit into his football compartmentalization. So now that compartmentalization has become more difficult. So these compartmentalizing he's been so great at, just like Tiger Woods, it's making it more and more difficult.
Yeah, because you can't compartmentalize
forever
stuff that's going really bad in your personal life. You just can't. That dominates. Your personal life dominates everything. Even if you are the best at like focusing on golf, the best at focusing on football, guys, when you are having trouble with the one core thing that you have, which is your family life, your personal life, everything else comes crashing down.
And let me just
we've
say
seen
this.
It happen.
The only thing we heard about Tom Brady's relationship
literally into a tree
was when a Facebook came out, a video, and he was kissing his kid. That is what we knew about his family. Now Giselle went in the media saying he's a bad dad. And guys, hang up and listen.
She didn't say he's a bad dad.
He's not present.
He's
not
there.
Hey, read between the lines.
Right. That's right. Read between the lines is saying he's not a very involved father, is what she is saying.
Yeah. You can't be involved. You want to be the goat? You want to be the goat of a sport where, and you want the world to love you? Well, then guess what? Your kids aren't going
to
get you.
That's the documentary
Daddy.
We need to see. We need to see the documentary of
Jeter.
Of
Can they just trash that one and do a different way?
Yeah, it's already trashed. Yeah, I already trashed it off
ESPN
my Apple
doesn't
TV.
Even reshow it. You know, usually they like replay things. They'd rather show cornhole from 6 months ago than the damn Jeter documentary again.
Yeah, the captain's trash, coach. It's done.
But I would like to see them interview kids. Jordan's kids.
No, coach,
what
that's the
hell?
Coach, that's the saddest documentary ever. What are you talking
about?
That's
actually a genius idea.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
I want to hear from Jeter's kids. Does he have any?
Well, I think he had one when he was done playing. I think his kid was really young.
Brady's kid, Tiger's kids. Coach, that's a genius idea. And actually,
you don't
pocket
want it.
That, patent it.
You don't want it, guys.
Yeah, any professional.
There are certain things that really people don't want to see. Murder mysteries? Sure. True crime? Sure. All interesting, right? Crazy. This dude killed 20 people. Nuts.
Shaq's kids. I want to know about them.
A child getting neglected by their superstar dad? That is sad AF. And that's harsh truth, man. I don't want to watch that. I know it exists. I don't want
to
watch it.
Well, and, I mean, let's be real. Garth, that's why he maybe took time off of music, because he wasn't able to spend time with his kids. That's why he just had to say, screw music altogether.
Which is incredible.
Correct.
For however many years he did.
But it's so sad. It's so sad that many people would rather pick being a superstar to the world than being an amazing dad to their three
kids. But it's their job.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because at some point in their job, they made enough money to carry on forever. Now it's about them. It's not about the money. At one point with Jordan, it was no longer about money, and it was all about being the best.
I mean, look at Jeff Bezos. Does he have kids?
Yeah.
You think he's ever around his kids?
Never.
Never. So it's not only just in sports, it's in any business.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. It's careers. Careers in general.
Listen, here's how it's got to be done. So you sit around your kids for a whole weekend. Starts to get boring and monotonous, right? That means you need more work. Then some of these people are just all in on work. Giselle comes out on the media and says, not always there for us. That's why now he's going to take away a little bit from football. You have to find that fine line. Brady's trying to find it. It's going to take away from football, and hopefully we don't lose the GOAT.
I mean, who's going to study more
see
during the season, Kyler Murray or Tom Brady?
This is what I'm saying, though.
Kyler Murray, man, he's got to see on the blind side. That guy's going hot, man. That's why you study film, motherfucker.
This is what I'm talking about. You got Ray over here, which represents the whole world, right? I hope we don't lose the GOAT. And then you have these – how many kids does Brady have? Two, three?
Maybe four.
Four.
One with the ex.
And then you have these four kids.
I think it's four kids.
That
I have
are
no idea.
Thirsting for a dad. Like, the only person that could save them, the one person that they need in their life. We don't need Tom Brady. We don't need Michael Jordan.
On a Monday night to cover.
Because
him,
guess
right
what? Hey, Tom Brady leaves, guess what?
There's another dude right behind him.
Another dude right behind him.
But,
not going to be the GOAT.
Right.
But there's still going to be another quarterback under center that we're going to watch every Sunday.
They're going to be somebody predictable that can cover for us. Damn right.
Hey, we don't need him. Unless it's Saturday night. Or Sunday night.
We saw in the documentary on
Facebook. They're giving 2 points and they're only up by one.
Then
let's
we
go.
Need him.
Brady was always watching film. His kid, dad, and Brady was, his dick was in the film. Sorry for saying that.
I don't even know why you said that.
Because he was always watching the film, even when he was at home.
Probably. He's probably at home, and his son comes in. Dada, can you read me a nighttime? What are you doing interrupting film time? Get out of here, son.
This is the story of the football.
So that's the documentary you want to see?
Deflated by
CPSI. Yes, that's the documentary
dude,
I want to see.
It's just, that's so sad.
Because it also, I think about Andy Reid.
You know,
that's a good one. Go ahead. I want to hear about this one.
Because his one kid.
Bubs.
I don't know if he committed suicide, he OD'd or whatever. One of his kids did.
Oh,
and then the other one.
He hired him.
Is in trouble for being a drunk and hitting this poor car from behind and causing all these injuries.
That's weird. I wonder why.
Exactly.
Dad's not present. Hey, you know who kids need? Yes, they need their mom. Absolutely. But you know who kids need? Their dad.
Hey.
They need both of them.
Listen. Do you know why when guys win the Super Bowl, why their kids are so damn happy? Because they ain't seen their dad in a month.
That's right. Hey, that's right.
It's not about them winning the Super Bowl. It's about the season being over.
When we see Brady winning those Super Bowls, his kids are kissing him and hugging him. They haven't seen him in a month. And you know it. And I know it. Eddie.
What, man?
Are you a bad dad?
No, dude, I have the opposite problem. I'm around them too much. They hate me because
I'm
always
saying.
There.
You got to find the fine line, and then you know, oh, I'm home a little too much. Everybody's got to find it. You don't got to just be at home all damn day vegging out. You got to see the kids, go to a game, go to work for 12 hours. But Brady wasn't doing that. He was just all in on GOAT.
Yeah.
That's GOAT mentality.
He wanted to be the GOAT. Well, we got the GOAT, and his kids got no one.
Well, I mean, that's why his kid kissed him. Because he
first time he was like, oh, who's
Coach,
this guy?
When did you see the kiss?
In the Facebook documentary.
When there was a camera on him. That's the only time he's kissed him. He's never kissed him before.
His kid kissed him because he was so damn happy to finally see his dad.
Exactly.
He didn't hug him. He kissed him because he wanted to show the emotion that shows how much he missed him.
I do like seeing more kids in sports. Like, I know Trayvon Diggs, his kid's always around, press conferences or whatever.
Yep.
It seems like he brings his kid around. The NASCAR drivers, you see a lot of their kids there. You know, they let them drive in the cars before the races. I love that. I think dads are learning now that they can bring their kids to work, bring their kids on the road, bring their family on the road.
Yeah.
They can do that. It's okay to do that. And I think that's becoming more of a norm, and I like that.
But, you know, some of the players didn't want them.
That's very true.
Sleeping around.
Some players are like, no, it's very busy out here. I don't have time for that.
But as some of the players, they only go for two. You're not going to take your family for the weekend to L.A.
Why not? You got all the money in the world. Stay at the Ritz-Carlton. I got to go to work. I'll be back at 11.
I mean, I guess you could.
Yeah, I would. I would. What are they going to do? We're going to be in L.A. for 2 days, 3 days. Have fun.
Well, and they get a hotel room. It can fit a family.
Yes.
Matthew Stafford does not need his kids distracting him when he's trying to sleep before the big game tomorrow.
Coach, he plays so many how many games has Matthew Stafford played in his career?
Let me look.
I mean, thousands. He's not nervous. He doesn't need clear focus. Now, it's a Super Bowl, different story.
He needs sleep.
Sure, but not like every week.
Hey, every company can bring your family on a business trip to a convention. Every company can. Maybe the other person has a serious job, so they can't come. If a person travels alone, they are cheating. You should always bring your family with you.
It's not that easy. What if the kid has school?
They're all homeschooled.
Not all homeschooled.
You want to know how many days Boomer can miss? There's a whole new limit on it. Kids can miss 2 days a week nowadays.
Coach,
I'm telling you, Boomer would take a spring break when it wasn't even spring break.
It's not the way it used to be. People pull their kids out of school like nobody's business. What homework do we have? We're going to be gone for 2 weeks. Here's the homework. Thank you. We'll get it all done. See you in 2 weeks. It's easy breezy. What? They miss lunchtime? They miss recess?
Then at the end of their high school, they don't get the perfect attendance they don't make the news for being perfect attendance from kindergarten through senior year.
I don't think
they
do that anymore.
Because if you
was legit.
That's ridiculous.
What?
To not miss a day from kindergarten, that means you never skipped a day of school in your life.
That's
what
crazy.
The hell is wrong with you?
That's crazy, but it's quite the achievement.
No, it's called not living. That's called more stress, less life.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah, and you're not getting paid for it. So it's just like being awesome in college and then sucking in the pros. Those people that didn't miss a day probably suck at their jobs. because they got
taking a lot of days off because they're burned out.
They got burnt out through high school, just like these players. That's why they're now letting them go to the league faster. Right?
Sure.
Right?
I don't really understand. Right? Do you understand his point?
College guys. That's why Zion left. He would have gotten burnt out in college. He got the hell out.
He wanted to get paid.
Yeah, but UIL is helping now. So are we giving locks? The hell's going on?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Locks?
Have you talked to Locks lately? Have you talked to Locks?
No, I haven't been able to talk to him since I stopped gambling heavy.
I thought you were back to gambling.
Well, I mean,
turned down 5 seconds.
Lightly. Couples account. I mean, it's not, we're not doing the whale bets like I used to.
The $5,000
ones? Yes, yes.
My dad calls me and he says, I don't see Ray as the type of guy that has $13,000 laying around.
No, I don't either.
But it was
he made those bets.
Remember, it's in the account, so it was winnings from the bets. It's not like I just deposited.
You made $13,000 in winnings?
I mean,
no chance.
According to Lunch's dad, I didn't have. I don't even think they let you deposit. They only let you deposit. There's probably a max of about 5,000. So I had to have won at least three bets to have gotten to 13,000. So, because Lunch even just said, I don't have 13,000 just sitting around.
Dude, even just betting 5,000 is.
No, even betting 500
is crazy.
Crazy. I mean,
Charles Barkley used to say he couldn't leave Vegas unless he won a million.
Coach, he is a rich superstar.
Right, but it's all relative.
No, it's not. You shouldn't be betting that much.
Right, but that's what I grew up with. Billy, South Beach, everybody.
You didn't grow up with them.
In college.
Well, that's not growing up, Coach. You're an adult by then.
Everybody was making big bets.
Hey, I grew up with that. So your dad.
You met them when you were 19, 20, Coach.
I'm just telling you, that's just how it was. People made big bets where I'm from.
Billy came from another upbringing.
Billy came from a suburbia house with a hot tub.
Right.
So a nice house in suburbia.
So he can make those bets.
Right.
But he's got someone co-signing.
He's got a pillow of money that was handed down to him. Okay.
Who's co-signing for your dumb bet?
But believe it, I built it up. I didn't ever deposited that.
I mean, where did Ashley Ruiz grow up?
Florida.
Because she posted a pic. I mean,
is she single? There's a lot of the nation's trying to hit her.
A lot of nation is, sending.
I mean, the nation wants to date Ashley Ruiz.
I'm still kind of weighing if I should have even brought up what she was talking about her surgery.
Oh, no, she's okay with it because her picture on MyFantasyLeague.com, our fantasy league. Eddie, go to her team. Go to her team and look at her picture.
Well, her team name is called Multiple Scorgasms.
Right.
I don't know if I should tweet a link to her, if I should post the link so Sore Losers Nation can get a look at her.
What league is she in?
She's in Lunches Losers.
Okay. Having trouble with the website there, Eddie.
No, he doesn't know what team she is.
Hold on, give me a second.
He's trying to navigate the site, guys.
Okay, so where do I go to see her team?
Just go to standings.
Where do I go to see her
team? Just go to standings.
Okay, there's...
Every tab is confusion.
There she is.
Oh.
So do I tweet a link or do I put that link on Facebook? Because people have been asking. But she put the picture up, so it's like she wants people to see her.
Coach. Put it up there. Coach. And just like I said, she told me face-to-face, hey, I'm thinking about doing this surgery and getting money from people that want to see the final picks. Coach so Ray. She told me that openly, so I thought I could share it on a pretty popular podcast.
Are you guys a throuple?
Yeah, no. Coach Ray, that's a good question, Coach.
I mean, for real.
Well, the reason we all got involved is she kind of dated my buddy Justin, who I golf with.
But no longer.
No longer, but then we all just stayed friends in different. So me and my wife hang out with Justin, me and my wife hang out with her. So that's how the friendship evolved.
So you and Bay and Ashley hang out by yourselves?
Yeah, just three. We'll do brunch, do movies. She cooks for us sometimes.
Do you ever spend the night?
I've never at her house. I think she stayed at ours maybe once.
This is a throuple.
Yeah, for sure. Pineapple upside down, Coach.
Coach, where's the produce aisle? If you got a grocery store near you, go there and turn every pineapple upside down.
Dude, that'd be funny. You go into the grocery store and just turn every pineapple upside down.
And my question is Ashley Ruiz coming to the convention?
She is not confirmed.
Do not disclose that.
She hasn't said if she's going to, but we have other friends who said they're down.
No, that's not.
Guys remember at my wedding that Nick dude who brought all the fireball shots?
Yes.
He's coming.
The guy in the pockets?
Yeah, he's down.
That dude was cool.
He's badass, and his wife's cool, too.
Upside-down pineapple?
The nation is not worried about your other friend, Nick. All they're worried about is Ashley Ruiz and as if she is going to be at the convention. That's all that they care about.
Well, I'll ask her next time I see her.
Thank you.
She lives below us. I'll say knock twice if you're coming to the convention.
Hey, what up, coachers? My name is Roberto, big fan of this pod. Not the biggest sports guy, so more lifestyle, less sports. Haha, anyway, I was hoping y'all could give my wife, Nancy, a birthday shout-out. She's turning 27 at the end of the month. She also listens to the pod. Can we get Eddie to sing a happy birthday song in Spanish?
Oh, estas son las mañanitas que cantaron Rey David. That's what they do in Spanish. I don't know why. It's called Las Mañanitas. You listen to me?
Yeah, Las Mañanitas.
Yeah, it's a weird, it's like a birthday song, but it's not happy birthday.
Oh.
So there you go. Happy birthday.
I just saw the picture. She's in like lingerie.
Yeah. Coach, I'm not sure those things are trying to stay in.
That's what I'm saying. I think she's trying to mess with people. They're going to set up their lineup like, whoa, and then they put in all their bad players because they see that.
Well, they're thinking they're probably getting catfished.
It's like yesterday, I went to the golf course that has the scenery around it.
Uh-huh.
And
that's weird. Let me check my phone. I didn't get a text.
And there was what I thought
you
was
went
a
chipping or what?
Let him say.
No, I was on one of the holes that, you know, goes on the backside that's right along that trail. And I look ahead.
Oh, you're on number four.
And I'm like,
three.
Dang, that girl looks smoking hot.
And?
So I decided I had to take one for the team. I had to penalize myself a stroke, and so I hit it over to the fence just so I could go over to the fence and watch her walk by.
I mean, there's no way you did this, but if you were able to control your shot that good, props.
Well, yeah, you just turn your body and aim at the fence.
Easier said than done.
Yeah, right. You'll still miss the fence. You'd still go hard left.
I mean, I'd try to aim at the person, not hook it.
Hey, he aims the fence. He's like, God dang it. It's on the green.
And let me tell you, dude, it was worth that one stroke.
Yeah? Who was it?
I don't know.
Did you get her name?
Nah, brunette, sports bra, nice tight Lululemon pants.
Wow.
Tan. Woo!
There's some of them now that are going around that trail, Eddie. I don't know if you've seen the newest styles.
Why are you talking to me?
I don't know. But, dude, some of the stuff they wear, it's so tight and it's skin toned. They almost look like they're walking naked.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome. Sometimes, guys, when you see something like that, you can squint your eyes and imagine them naked, and it's pretty accurate.
Well, in the time that I'm actually going to go up to one near them or whatever and be like, you know, hit a ball near them, it's going to end up being a homeless guy that's naked.
Hey, brother.
What, man? I was down there fishing, brother. You wouldn't happen to have money for a Bud Ice, would you?
Hey, brother tried to convince me to go to Kansas City with him for the freaking Chargers game.
Why didn't you go? That was like, last night?
Because I have a family. He's like, dude, but we're going to be back Saturday. And I'm like, brother, I can't go.
But
like,
he said it thinking you'd actually agree.
Yeah, he's like, I got an extra ticket. And I'm like.
But hold on a second. You if Garrett called you and said, hey, we're going to Vegas, we'll be back Saturday, you would go.
No.
Yes, you would.
I wouldn't go.
If Forrest called you and said, hey, we're going to go to Lake LBJ for the weekend, come, you'd go.
No, couldn't make it. But Lake LBJ, I could take my family.
You guys were talking about him driving. He flew.
Oh, he did fly this time?
He got dropped off at the airport. He did an Instagram of him at the airport.
Oh, I didn't know he flew this time. But so he wanted me to buy a plane ticket last minute?
Well, maybe he had an extra.
He told me on what Tuesday. He's like, hey, man, I got this extra ticket. You think you want to go? I'm like, no. He's like, brother, it'll be great. We'll be back Saturday morning. I'm like, do you think my wife, if I went to my wife and said, hey, I'm going to go out of downtown for 2 days so I can go watch the Chiefs game with Pitts, and you take care of the three kids, how is she going to feel about that?
She'd like it.
Oh, you think she'd be all on board?
But there'd have to be trade. You'd have to be like, all right, but next week you can do whatever you want for 3 days.
But where is she going to go for 3 days?
I don't know. Wherever she wants to go.
But in money-wise, that's pricey. You got to get a flight. You got to get unless you're staying doubling up with brother in the hotel
room.
Oh,
we're going to stay in one bed? Oh, my sure. God.
Brother, I'm sorry, brother.
Hey,
I didn't
brother,
mean to
sorry.
That.
I sleep naked, brother.
All right, let's get to the weekend. Let's get to the weekend.
Real quick. You want to know what drives me nuts?
Tell me.
Like, it pisses me off.
Okay.
When I get an alert on my phone from ESPN Fantasy.
Yeah.
And says, oh, heads up, a bench player is projected to outscore a player that you have in your starting lineup. Listen to me, ESPN Fantasy. Your dumb little projections don't know crap.
Amen.
Let me handle my lineup.
If somebody goes by WooBox's projections of what the player is supposed to get, you are a loser.
Exactly.
Make your own analysis.
WooBox says that Najee Harris is going to score 20 points this week.
Hold on. Go by our own analysis, Ray, so you don't look at anything about the projections.
Well,
hell no.
No. Okay, when the draft, do you just do them alphabetically and then you go and pick the name, or do you go by the projections, the list of the draft order that they have?
Oh, I don't.
I got to be real. I was so thrown on that draft. It was a miracle I even picked, guys. The website was so picked up.
You go by the draft projections? I'm shocked by this.
I had a book, too. My wife got me three fantasy books.
No, I don't. I have a magazine, you dumb.
And guess what that is?
No.
Projections.
No, it's not. I don't even look at their projections.
If they have Jonathan Taylor ranked number one, then you're automatically thinking, if I have the number one pick, I'm taking Jonathan Taylor.
Negative.
Who would you have taken?
Jonathan Taylor. But why? Not because NFL, ESPN,
then why
fantasy.
Then buy the magazine?
What?
If you don't need their projections, why do you buy the magazine?
Because it's all in there. Strength of schedule.
It's easy to thumb
their old
through.
Stats. Who the depth charts. Everything's in there.
But I'll tell you this. If my fantasy magazine doesn't get me to the playoffs, I'm emailing them a dick pic.
Coach, you bought the magazine. You're going to the playoffs. It's happened to me every year, Coach. Ever since I started buying that magazine, I make the motherfucking playoffs.
Well, they were all...
Well, in one of your leagues.
Right. Hey, why were they all, why were they all hot and bothered with Jonathan Taylor this year? Good gosh.
He's great.
Out of nowhere, he's better than Christian McCaffrey?
Out of nowhere, he was the leading rusher last year.
I know, but that's what they jump on then, must be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Who's the number one guy right now? Patty Mahomes.
He's a quarterback.
And I got some trades up there.
He's a quarterback, but if you want to pick him number one, you're out of your mind.
Who would you pick? Cooper Kupp or Saquon Barkley?
For what?
Cooper.
For a trade.
Cooper.
Cooper or Saquon?
I would take Saquon.
See, I offered that trade. That's a pretty even trade. No response. Awesome. Love this league. I did another one. Justin Herbert or Rashad Bateman?
Herbert.
Herbert.
Well, I'm trying to trade Bateman for Herbert, so that one maybe won't work. But no. The other one's pretty even. Kupp and Saquon. I just don't need that running back. I already have James Robinson and
you're
DK.
Getting rid of Saquon?
Yes.
I think that's fantastic.
The highest week, I always try to trade him off.
I think it's fantastic. The only problem is he's injury prone, so people are really hesitant to take him.
I just have another.
What running backs does the guy have that has Cooper Kupp?
Nobody. Absolute crappers.
Well, tell me who they are, and I can tell you, because that's the problem, is if you are trading someone that has five running backs, he's not going to be as likely to trade for a running back.
Well, how do I see his damn team?
You go to rosters.
Oh, coach, go down. Well, coach, it's in the bottom where it says contact.
Oh, my God.
You see where it says contact us?
He has Antonio Gibson, Rashad Penny, and Devin Singletary. So he needs my boy.
He needs Saquon.
Exactly. So I don't know why he's not accepting it. It's been 5 hours.
Who are his receivers, coach?
Love this league.
Who are his receivers?
Well, I clicked out of it, but let's see.
Go down to contact us.
Marquise Brown, Kupp, Jacoby Myers, George Pickens, Juju.
Well, he doesn't have very good receivers.
That team blows. Did he auto-draft? That might be the worst team I've ever
seen.
Juju's
not a bad receiver.
Juju had 8 points.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Looking at it.
I mean,
Andrews, he sucked a nut. I do love, props on the no kickers. Thank you.
Dumbest, it's stupid.
Dumbest category.
Defense is pretty stupid, too.
Can we eliminate that next year?
Yeah, defense is gone, too. It's so dumb.
It's so stupid.
I know you guys are going to get upset about it, but that's okay.
Juju had 8 points in our league?
I don't know. I don't have Juju, so I don't care.
Well, coach, we have to sit here and listen to your dumb fantasy situations every week.
Did I talk about my fantasy team at all this week?
You haven't yet.
No, I haven't.
It's coming.
If something interesting happens, no, I won last week, and it wasn't, I mean, it was no doubt.
Really go by these projections?
Eddie, if I went to your lineup, I would bet you 9 times out of 10 you have the most projected in there.
Got him.
No.
So if someone's projected 3 and someone's projected 17, you'll put the 3 in?
Absolutely.
No chance.
Absolutely.
You know something that the website doesn't?
Who would ESPN project at 17?
I don't know.
No
All
one.
They do is work off of averages.
Exactly. They would never put 17 under a player unless it's a quarterback.
Well.
Never.
Okay.
The highest they would ever go is 14 or something.
And the last message on the message board, Sizzin. So I can only submit one waiver request a week.
Nope.
What in the actual blue?
You're wrong again.
Well, then why won't it process?
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to get Michael Gallup.
Someone dropped him?
Yeah.
Okay, so it takes 2 days. They're on waivers, right?
Awesome. I'll wait for 48 hours.
Yes, that's what happens.
Yeah,
when someone
you have
goes
to wait.
Out, that's every fantasy league you play in. You can't go pick someone up immediately after they're dropped.
Not Baze Yahoo.
We should have gone Yahoo.
Then the settings are wrong because you can't just be sitting there and anybody that is dropped, they go to waivers. That's how it works in fantasy football. It's not that hard. God, you guys are so annoying.
I actually agree with that rule, but according to my transactions, he just hasn't been recently dropped. Unless I'm missing something. I feel like a damn idiot every time I get on this website. Gallup, G-A-L-L. Oh, they dropped him.
Exactly. Good God. Huh. So weird. He was dropped last night.
Najee. Let me get an update on Najee.
Live out on that one.
Yeah, go ahead. Click on Najee. What's he say?
Latest update. Najee says he'll play week two.
There you go. I mean, is that bad? Is that an update? Is that what you're looking for? The latest update, Najee Harris. Logs limited practice. That's it. There you go. Pretty easy.
Guys, are we moving to locks or do we not do those on
Good
the show
God.
Anymore?
Well, here's the thing. I feel bad for the University of Texas.
Oh, let me get it.
Oh, man,
gotcha.
They're the Roadrunners. Here we go.
I mean, what a weekend in Austin. You thought it was going to be rocking for Alabama. It is going to be rocking when the Roadrunners come a-beeping. Beep, beep.
Are you going?
Beep, beep. No.
The Runners are probably going to cover 12 and a half.
Why not?
Because it would require me to get on a plane, fly to Austin.
Oh, you have a family. I forgot.
Yes. I'm not flying across the country to see the Roadrunners.
That's
sorry.
Your coach, that's your team.
Are you going to Vegas for iHeart?
I am.
Huh.
Is your family going?
No.
Shocking.
Oh, hang up and listen
Weird.
On that one.
You getting paid to go to iHeart?
Yep.
No, you're not.
My family will not be in town.
What? So it yeah. doesn't matter.
Right.
So you should have sent him out of town this week and gotten to the game with brother.
Oh my God.
Brother.
No.
He was dressed in all red, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course he was.
Can brother. You imagine him? I mean, walking around the airport, people are looking at him more than they look at a celebrity. The dude's dressed from red head to toe.
Oh, bright red. It ain't like it's like a little, oh.
It's hey. Fire engine.
Yes. So you want to do some locks?
Yeah, man.
Go ahead.
I got it.
I don't know about UTSA. Listen.
So you're just being an idiot?
Yes, I wish. If they win, it would be the best thing that ever
they
happened.
They will not win.
It would be the best thing that ever happened. I would be unbearable on this podcast on Monday if the UTSA Roadrunners went to Austin and won that game. People would hate me forever.
It's a backup, and he's on a bad leg.
I wonder if the backup's even going to play. Is it going to be the third string?
Oh, that's Cooper Kupp?
Card is...
I mean, who is it? Cooper Manning?
No, he's not on the team
yet. Not there yet. Can't they bring him in a little earlier?
No! Oh. He has to graduate high school.
Does he have to?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think you got to graduate high. Can you get your GED? And
that's a good point. Get a vocational.
That's a good point.
Degree.
And hey, how about
Coach,
Julio?
That's way more than 5 seconds.
Hey, how about Julio already missing practice because of hamstring?
I told you guys.
Hey, he needs that Walgreens there.
There's not really a lot of good college games this weekend. You got UTSA and UT, Miami and A&M.
Why is Miami and A&M good one?
They're both ranked.
Yeah.
What about Tennessee and Akron, the Zips?
That's not a good game.
Some of these lines, Eddie, are insane. Oh, I think the Cox and Dogs are going to be good.
No,
really? You think the Cox have a chance in that game?
Yeah, I mean, did you see the Cox play Arkansas?
You think the Cox have a chance?
Hey, Ray, remember
the
when you tried to bet the South Carolina Gamecocks over 6.5, and
they're
I tried to
pace.
Tell you?
It was six. They're on pace.
They are?
Yeah. 1-1. They won their first, lost second.
Who'd they play their first? I don't remember.
Some dog crap. Lost their third. They'll lose their third, but then they'll get back on pace. But honestly, the team that you need to talk about is Texas. They ain't winning for a month after UTSA because they have a laundry list. They have the Red River rivalry. They've got freaking Oklahoma State.
They've got it.
Iowa State.
They're about to go on a run, boys.
With a third stringer?
Yeah.
You could find a better guy here at Home Fog.
Let me tell you what I got, boys. I got automatic college locks right here. Alabama -49.5.
Yeah, did you take them first half too?
No, I should have. I should have, though. First half to me is way better than the whole game.
Because Alabama may pull their starters.
They normally do.
This isn't what I like about Eddie's betting. Because you say you do it live where you just keep doubling. You keep going again.
Well,
like, if the same bet you had, if it reduces, you just keep going it. Alabama sucks so bad against Texas. The fact that you're picking them to win by 50 is insane.
They're playing Louisiana Monroe.
Monroe is awesome. Their quarterback is going to freaking tear them apart.
Really?
Dude, their quarterback is really.
Who is that?
Don't know. But I watched him against Texas, and he can move. He's going to give Alabama problems.
You watched him?
Yeah. Do not touch that line.
I mean, he
whatsoever gave
Texas problems. They scored 10 points against Texas.
They did?
I mean, he was freaking dynamic.
But here's the problem, though. If they score 10 on Alabama, they ain't covering.
That's what I'm saying.
Alabama's not covering. So that is problematic.
They're going to get a couple field
goals. How many
goals
is the spread?
49.5.
There ain't no way.
Here's my question.
See, that's the thing.
Can you look at the team total for what the over under?
You look it up.
Louisiana.
You
want to
make a point? You look it up.
I'm trying to help you.
I'll pull it up.
Ray's talking about
the bet's made, coach. I'm going to be in California in 12 hours.
He's talking about how awesome this quarterback is. So I want to know what the team total for Monroe is. Like, what do they think Monroe is going to score?
I got you.
So that way we know what Alabama has to score. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I know that if Louisiana Monroe scores 10 points in the first half, we ain't covering.
Oh, they ain't scoring 10 points in the first half. There's no chance.
I agree.
No chance.
I agree. But if they do,
you need to bet the first half.
That bet's screwed.
Well, awesome. This site doesn't freaking
Second bet.
Okay.
Oklahoma minus 10.5.
They're playing
Nebraska.
Nebraska with no coach.
Coachless Nebraska.
Okay, how crazy is it Nebraska fired their coach?
What do you mean?
Because, no, here's the thing. If they would have just waited 2 weeks.
You're talking about Frosty?
Yeah, they would have saved $7.5 million.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Like, why not?
That's stupid, but again, $7.5 million, what is that to a school?
But why give them that $7.5 million? You're not going to hire someone right now.
Right.
You're not going anywhere. So what does 2 weeks from now change?
Yeah.
Except for you get to keep.
You're not going to make the playoffs.
Right.
Maybe some gymnasium.
So you get to keep $7.5 million.
Brett Favre, does he donate to Nebraska at all?
No, I know of.
I was going to say, because that'll help.
It's crazy. That's how rich these schools are. They'd rather fire him 2 weeks early to get rid of, and you lose $7.5 million. Okay, who else do you have? What else?
That's it for college.
Okay.
Everything else I'm probably going to watch.
Got it for you.
What's their team total?
UL Alabama. Why does it only show it? Oh. It's a lock. It's 3.5.
What? The half?
No. The full game.
What do you mean?
UL Monroe over under 3.5 points. I thought it'd at least be a 7.
Oh, my God.
Wait, dude, what? What are you talking about?
Their team total. You can bet. Are they going to score more or less than 3.5 points, Eddie, on the game?
Louisiana Monroe?
Dude, they're
that's crazy. But okay, hold on. Let's break the science here.
He's a dual threat.
Let's break the science here. Because if Vegas says that Louisiana Monroe is at 3.5,
yes,
then why would you not take 49.5?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I feel like the 49.5 is even more of a lock now that you said that.
But you're just betting off of what you saw against Texas. That you know you.
No,
think,
coach. I'm betting on what I know about Alabama.
Right.
No,
you're
betting on the fact that I tell you bet Alabama with the points every time.
That's not why I'm betting.
But you're stubborn, and you said Alabama's good against Texas. Yeah, and then this week, what you saw last week doesn't change anything. You're like Alabama minus 50.
You know
did
why?
You not watch last week.
Yeah,
you know
why? Because they're not playing Texas.
They're not great.
Right. And this is your problem. This is why you're not a gambler. Emotional. You can't let emotion get in your way. You can't let emotions cloud your judgment.
I'm not emotional.
Except you just said,
are you crying?
Did you see last week?
Before I place a bet, I cut my dick.
You cut your dick?
I don't want any emotion in it.
Okay.
Your balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess maybe I am emotional too because I just say take Alabama no matter what.
That's just being stubborn.
No, that's not being stubborn. You know Alabama.
Right.
You know what they're able to do.
UL Monroe. Sure, I don't care about the point total. Watch the damn game tape, Kyler. Okay?
Of what?
Hear that, bub? UL Monroe moved the ball against Texas, and they're going to do the same against Alabama. And if you don't listen to me right now, Monday morning, you're going to be on your knees.
Honestly, you may be the only person that ever watched that game, so I might take your word for it.
Yeah, because no one watched Monroe versus Texas. Nobody. Nobody. Not even Texas fans.
So, no. It was Longhorn Network, Coach. You have the Longhorn Network?
Ever heard highlight packages?
Oh, so you watched highlights.
So you didn't...
Dude, I am telling you.
So you watched the five plays where the
So are you taking Monroe? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not locking that up, but I am telling you, it's crazy that Eddie's going to go that route and go the minus 50.
You would rather me take the under three? Under 3.5? What would you take on the over 3.5?
Over 3.5. They're going to put up at least 9. I mean, they'll get 3 field goals. They get the ball to 25 by doing nothing. They have to get 40 yards and they get a field goal. They can do that twice against Bama. They can do it once.
No, they need 40 yards, 20 if you're the freaking Broncos head coach.
Come on, coach.
I mean, he has a good argument.
I mean, 64-yard field goal. That's field goal range, you dumbass.
Dude, if I'd been watching that live, I'd have lost my mind.
Like, I mean, let's settle for it.
Oh, my gosh. I would have broke my TV watching that live. That's insane.
Let's go NFL.
Are you taking the first half or no? You got to bet.
No, I mean, I have... $5 left. I can do it right now.
Do it right now. Okay. Do the first half, too. Why not?
All right.
That is depressing as hell.
Okay. What, $5? I want to hear your
Coach,
NFL bet.
I had 150 going into the season.
Your South Carolina plus 24.5. Did you already say Georgia minus 25?
No, I didn't say anything about Georgia. I just said Georgia's going to kill him.
But with Rattler, that plus 24.5, love that. Georgia didn't look that great against Samford. Oklahoma, I'm agreeing with Eddie, you got to go minus 11 just because – what's that quarterback's name? Gillard got him from UCF. That guy's going for Heisman. Oklahoma's got a Heisman quarterback finally, and that's exactly what
finally
they're
do. They just had Kyler and Baker.
Texas State and Baylor over 53. I don't care what you got to do. Do it. Do we even do locks anymore? Does Lock keep track of them anymore?
I have no idea. No idea.
Man, lovely. I swear this website listens to the podcast because as soon as we talk about stuff, they pull it.
When they pull.
Oh, here we go. Alabama. All right. First half. Oh, 31.5.
They're going to score 28 in the first quarter.
Yeah?
Yes.
But I'm telling you, if Ray's little superstar.
What's the first quarter then?
If Ray's superstar quarterback scores one touchdown, dude, we're screwed.
You're not.
And he's going to. Dude, he worked Texas at the 40 acres.
You have a different definition of worked.
It doesn't matter what the scoreboard says.
There's no first quarter, Coach.
And if you guys want the – are you guys ready for the absolute lock of Saturday? You're going to have to wait until the afternoon.
Yeah, go ahead.
I believe it's around 4 or 5. Yep. Mississippi State, they got Will Leach, Will Rogers, Mike Leach. I'm telling you, boys, they put up some points. And they throw the ball about 60 times. LSU's good for 30. Give it over 53.5 and lock it up. That's your lock.
Okay.
I love the plus 49.5 UL Monroe, but I'm not going to screw with Eddie. He's all terrified with his $5. Me personally, that's part of my parlay. But I'm telling you, LSU, Mississippi State, lock it. 1 second a clip.
Well, I'm already playing with house money, boys, because I won last night.
$5 house money. I can find more to my couch. It's house money. Literally.
I won last night taking the Chiefs at minus 4. So
there we go. You're going to edit that in
so
case they lose.
We got cash to play with.
Watch edit that. Chargers are going to win that one.
They're not winning that game without Keenan Allen.
Okay. Oh, yeah, exactly. Out? Oh!
Coach. Yeah, he didn't play last
didn't
night.
Didn't you see on WooBox? He was out, Coach. Look, if you got an extra dollar to play with, I'd put it on the Steelers.
Here we go. Oh, we're moving NFL?
Oh, yeah.
Take Ole Miss minus 16 against Georgia Tech.
Oh, I thought you were done with that.
I like Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin likes to make people look bad.
Take him to Aruba, Coach.
I watched Ole Miss on the ESPN Plus feed.
They throw it around their yard.
Remember, it didn't zoom in. I was from about 50 yards out.
Oh, right. ESPN Plus.
I had the drone view.
All right, but take Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin likes to throw that ball around.
Okay, you already said that. You want Lane Kiffin's balls all over your face because he throws them around. Okay.
And I think Lane Kiffin's funny, so bet on him.
Oh, so he's funny. So
he is funny.
Put your money on it. Okay.
Yep. That's how you make money.
Look, man, you want to make money? I mean, the New England Patriots, they look like crap. Mac Jones is worthless. They're not going to get it together, and Mike Tomlin can figure shit out.
Whoa. Who said that?
You did. And right. I'm with you on it. I'm with you on it. The Steelers and Mitch Trubisky, they're finding a way to do it. And I love it. And they're at home playing the New England Patriots. And they are +2. Guys, that is easy money. Put a dollar on
good,
it.
Good, because I'm going to take it to the bank. Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. The Steelers got 5 turnovers last weekend from the Bengals. 5. And they still should have lost the game. The only reason they didn't lose the game is because the Bengals' long snapper got hurt. That's it.
Really?
And with 5 turnovers.
Overton?
No, Overton's with the Rams, boys.
Yes, Overton, congrats. With 5 turnovers, they still should have lost that game. That tells you how inept the Steelers' offense was.
What does that mean, inept?
Not good.
Oh.
So you're going to tell me Bill Belichick is not going to be able to take care of Trubisky and company? No T.J. Watt? Oh, my God, that defense, that pass rush with T.J. Watt is awesome. Without T.J. Watt, is it really that fearsome? I don't think so.
Oh,
take the Patriots -2. Take it to the bank.
I don't really care about fantasy.
Take the Packers.
Take it to the bank.
Yeah, I don't care about
your
fantasy.
Honestly, I don't really have any opinion on that because it, like, fantasy football doesn't mean anything to me.
Like, I mean, who cares?
Man, NFL's tough already? Good gosh.
It's tough because we don't know anything about these teams. Like,
money's coming in on the Commanders.
Really?
Yeah.
You're counting it?
It's down. Well, it was 2.5. Now it's 1.5. Because Wednesday? I don't understand. Why are the Lions favored? How are the Lions?
Hard Knocks.
That's it. That's the only reason.
And DeAndre Swift.
People are thinking the Lions are good. That's the only reason they're favored.
And Juju Smith, what's his name?
St. Brown. So listen, guys, Carson Wentz and company, they're going to Detroit, and I understand they're going to try to bite your ankles, but Detroit being favored in a football game
is ridiculous.
They've won 3 games last year, and now they're favored? Get out of here with that. Give me the Commanders. +1.5. Take it to the bank.
I like it. Well, money's coming in. It was +1.5 2 days ago.
It was +2.5.
No.
Okay.
Maybe on your little website.
Nothing more interesting than called DraftKings.
Got a deal.
Oh, I know DraftKings.
Yep. Go ahead, Ray.
I'm going to do a two parlay there for you on your Sunday. I got you Saturday.
Don't do the parlay.
I got you hooked up with your Saturday, but on Sunday, you want to go Texans +10. Lock it up against the Broncos. Texans actually pretty good, led a huge against the Colts. Shocking team, why not roll with it? And then my other one, I was going to touch Titans, not effing with that one today. It was the Rams, that's it. Falcons, really, really bad team. Give me Rams, it's going to be opposite of that Buffalo game, Rams -10.5.
Yeah. Oh man, there's a lot of
big spreads
this week.
Yeah, and that's why I told you to take the Broncos -10 in. Months ago when the schedule came out, I said, week 2, the Texans are going to town. The Texans aren't going to be able to hang with the Broncos. The Broncos are pissed. They should have blown the Seahawks out. They had basically three turnovers inside the 5-yard line. That score is deceiving. The Broncos move the ball up and down the field. They're going to do the same thing to the Texans. The Texans aren't going to score. Take the Broncos -10. Take it to the bank. I just went opposite both your locks.
I don't give a.
I'm just telling you.
You think I care?
No, I'm just letting you know. You guys are going to.
Bring it on.
All right.
Hey, bring it on.
I'm bringing it.
Mother.
Who's the Dolphins running back?
Hey, can we get out of here?
Chase Edmonds. Yeah, we can go.
Thank you.
Oh, Cincinnati -7. Take it to the bank.
Really?
I mean.
Really?
We saw the Cowboys with Dak couldn't do anything. We think Cooper Rush is going to be able to get.
No. No, but you think the Bengals are going to score?
Yeah, the Bengals offense is just fine.
Really? Did Vegas just get lazy on the NFL lines? Everyone's 10 points.
It's not lazy, Coach. They just can't go too high.
They can't go too low either because it's going to be blowout city this week. A lot of bad teams playing good teams.
Right.
I mean, the Bengals, Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd, Joe Mixon. Don't know if T. Higgins is going to play. Samaje Perine. Come on, man. How are the Cowboys going to stop them? How are the Cowboys going to score?
Did you just go with a backup running back?
Pick 6. After pick 6.
Who? Who's going to pick 6?
Diggs.
You know what's crazy about Diggs?
Micah's going to cause 2 fumbles.
Okay, that's good.
I mean, dude, honestly, I don't think the Bengals are going to be able to score against the Cowboys defense.
All right.
I mean, I'm not banking on Cooper Rush to do anything.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
But what was crazy is I didn't know this. They said this during the broadcast whenever they was it Sunday night they played?
Yeah, and Collinsworth was talking like,
I have COVID.
That Trayvon Diggs led the league in interceptions, but he also led the league in pass yards given up.
Well, yeah, because when – I mean, it's like when I play 2K. If I go for the steal, that dude's driving.
I mean, I had no
if
idea.
If I miss the steal, my guy's going to drive and score. It's just the same as –
So it's you take a gamble, you get burned,
absolutely.
Right?
But sometimes it pays off.
It does pay off. But I just found that very – when he said that, I was like –
It's not interesting. It's physics, coach.
Oh, it's physics. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that's how physics worked. All right.
Dot the I's and cross the T's.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
You too, coach.
Hey, Steve, congratulations, man. Very happy for you, bud. Hope many years of happiness and wedded bliss for you, my man.
What's his name?
Steve. Ortiz.
No, they're both Steves.
Mm. Yeah. Steve is marrying Steve.
Yeah. I hope they have a great life together.
Yeah. Good luck, Steve, man. We're proud of you. I mean –
But the both of you.
Yeah, and I mean, something happened in your life because you're a Cowboys fan, so there you go.
All right.
All right.
Goodbye, everyone.
Man, what do you think Brady's doing right now? Studying or hanging out with his kids?
Probably studying.
All right, boys, I gotta go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.